Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
Who is your confidence in? Now, sport is built around seasons. Training cycles begin and end, careers rise and fall, and eventually every sports person reaches a point where the competition stops. I wonder, as you listen, where are you in your season cycle and in your career cycle? Wherever that may be, throughout every season and cycle of sport, you do it with others. To be in competitive or elite sport is to do life alongside others. And Paul's closing words to the Thessalonians offer a similar reminder for the Christian. To follow Jesus is to do life alongside others. Chapter 5, verses 12 to 14. The local church is key for our good and the good of others. There God places leaders in our lives to help us stand firm to the end, whilst we too have responsibility to call out and help others stand firm also. Paul urges believers that to stand firm to the end is to do the Christian life with others. With sport demanding much time, it's crucial for the Christian sportsperson to be rooted in regular Christian community. Paul also calls believers to a distinct response to life circumstances. Rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances. Verses 16 to 18 of chapter 5. Paul instructs that in everything, because of Jesus, those in Christ have a reason to rejoice, pray, and give thanks. Note that it doesn't say for everything. Some things are hard, evil, and part of the brokenness of this world. Yet as a Christian in sport, we can give thanks in everything for the truths that still remain. Of salvation achieved and future hope received through faith in Jesus. In the world of competitive and elite sport, where seasons and circumstances can change quickly, because of the security and hope found in the gospel, it always gives a reason to rejoice, pray, and give thanks. So what can you be finding joy in currently, praying into, and giving thanks for? Paul closes with a prayer that shows that not only are we reliant on others around us, but totally dependent on God as we stand firm to the end. Verses 23 and 24 of chapter 5. Paul is asking that God himself, the one who calls us to him, who is the God of peace, would sanctify the believers, that their whole spirit, body and soul would be kept blameless for when Jesus returns. And because he is a faithful God, he will do this. This is deeply reassuring. Standing firm does not rest solely on our discipline, consistency or strength. The God who calls you is actively at work, shaping you across every season. This truth matters profoundly for the Christian in sport. See, sport often measures value by longevity and achievement, but God's measure is faithfulness. Whether your career is long or short, celebrated or unseen, what matters most is who you are becoming in Christ. Paul's final words seal this promise. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. Verse 24 of chapter 5. Standing firm to the end is possible, not because you never falter, but because God never fails. Our salvation and ability to stand firm comes from God. So as you train, compete, recover, remember this. The same faithful God who called you into relationship with him will carry you through every beginning and every end. So as you compete today, ask yourself, who is your confidence in? Get stuck into God's word. Remain committed to church fellowship. Listen to sermons, Christian podcasts as you compete away. Trust God's faithfulness to enable you in standing firm beyond your own strength. Let me pray. Faithful God, help me stand firm to the end. Sustain my faith through every season of my sporting life. Shape me into who you want me to be. Teach me to trust your faithfulness when my strength runs low. Amen.
Finally, take a few minutes now to pray for those in your club or team who don't yet know Jesus. Pray that you'd have an opportunity to speak to them about Jesus this game day. Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.